Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN Online News Editor Chad Trotbetter reporting. On Tuesday, DayJet made a difficult decision to put its growth plans on hold after not being able to obtain another $50 million in funding to move to the next stage. As a result, the per-seat on-demand air taxi operator laid off 100 of its roughly 260 employees and now plans to sell or lease out 16 of its 28 Eclipse 500s. AIN spoke with DayJet President and CEO Ed Yacobucci, who explained what went wrong as well as what went right at the Boca Raton, Florida-based company.
We were initially raising all the money we needed, which was about $100 million.
Right.
And we had some tough times with the credit markets. People didn't want to fund the new idea, the capital markets rather, fund the new idea that has so many unknowns. So we said, okay, so we'll do a $50 million tranche now, and we'll do another and run a proof of concept, and then do another $50 million first of 2008. So we pretty much did that. We ran the proof of concept as we wanted to. And even despite the fact that, you know, we got a little bit of a late start and everything else, we basically met all the metrics, which was the idea of the proof of concept.
Right.
We want to answer questions like, would people be interested in this? Would they understand the notion? Would they fly in small airplanes? Would they recommend it to friends? Would they repeat buy once they bought? We even had things like, you know, did they need a bathroom? I didn't put that in my letter because I thought that was too whimsical, but it was one of the things we looked at. And we passed on all, we got the right answers across the board. Now, the thinking was, in normal capital market times, that was plenty of proof, especially when you'd have, you know, 500 people they could call and
right.
talk to, that to do the next stage of the financing, which was the bulk of our growth capital and the expansion to the next phase. You know, the funding that we had put in place certainly didn't get us, never was intended to get us to profitability. It was intended just to prove that the things worked
right.
and that the systems worked. And then the next tranche would allow us to really put the pedal to the metal and open up the 20, 30 markets that we wanted to open before the end of the year and get us to critical mass. Well, you know, a funny thing happened on the way to Wall Street, and I'm not gonna make excuses because, you know, everybody suffered from this. But, you know, essentially the state of our capital markets is such that it was very hard to find anybody to even talk to, much less somebody that would be willing to invest in the second stage of a, you know, a two-stage investment like this at any price. So we ran into a buzzsaw. And so it only left us with the only thing that we could do, and that was go back and, first of all, scale back the business because we had an awful lot of people that we had that were there for the next stage of growth. And if we couldn't, you know, we didn't have the capital to do the market expansion. So it's not extremely expensive, but it does cost dollars.
Right.
You know, the community's on board, and you can do all the schmoozing in the communities and all the groups that need to present it to and seminars and all that stuff in 30 cities. We just couldn't do that. We didn't have the people or the funds to do that. So we got caught a little bit with our pants down with, you know, halfway to that next level of growth. And what I was forced to do was reevaluate what we had and trim back to the number of crews and ground support people and maintenance folks that would support a fleet of about 12 aircraft, which is what I think we're going to be at here. We're going to dispose of about 16 until the end of the year and then start over again. Hopefully the markets will be in better shape. In addition to that, we've also done some creative things in terms of raising some capital that involve licensing our systems to people. And, you know, all that's going very well. And I think that we'll be able to execute on that. But I can't execute with all the people that we have.
How many people were affected and how many people were still left at DayJet?
In rough numbers, it's about 100 people that were affected. And there's about 160 or so that are still here. I say rough numbers because there's a couple things. We're doing some deals to place some people and contracts and things like that.
Now, you said you're going to scale back to 12 airplanes, but you admittedly only been really using 7 in passenger service. So really, you should be pretty well off with 12 airplanes on the existing network. Is that what your thinking is?
Oh, yeah. Existing network. Plus, we're going to continue to grow. We're not going to stop growth. We've made commitments to our customers. We're going to add a few more dayports. You know, we're just not going to do the aggressive growth, a much more scaled-back growth.
So this means that there's no more Eclipse 500 deliveries for this year at least?
Probably not. Not unless some magical things happen. We're always ready to do more, but realistically speaking, you know, we can't take them and then not do anything with them. That doesn't make any sense. So we're scaling back. You know, it's painful, but it's necessary. I think that the esprit de corps is very high. It's actually a very mixed signal that we sent our troops, because we said, you not only met all your performance metrics and you did great, but bad news is we can't execute on this plan because we don't have the growth capital to do it, so we're scaling back. It's kind of a schizophrenic message.
Now, there's other factors here, too. I'm sure, just like the airlines, I'm sure you're dealing with the fuel costs. You know, how critical is that to Dayjet? Will you model your pricing to take that into effect, or...
Yeah, we've been doing that since we launched. We've been adjusting, you know, as I told you we would do. We've been doing continuous real-time adjustments of the service cost to cover the changes in our fuel contracts. And by and large, we've done that since day one. And by and large, our customers have understood. I think that has not turned out to be a big issue for us.
What about the operation limitations of the airplane? The Eclipse 500 doesn't have flight and known icing. I know that's... You know, keeping you guys lower than you'd like, which of course increases fuel burn.
Yeah, obviously that had some impact. I mean, you could start adding all those things up, but you know, I want to tell you honestly, that wasn't the reason why we did this. I mean, the reason we did this is because we stopped developing 10, 15 new markets. You know, and until you get the markets, you don't get the network effects going. I've been telling you that from day one. So the network effects are slower. You know, in many ways, the airlines, you know, kind of helping by scaling back and increasing prices. You know, our dynamics are different. We, you know, you look at us, you can say we're an air carrier, but when you peel the onion, you see we're very different. We're driven by different things. Fuel price has not been a major obstacle. Our customers have always understood from day one we're going to adjust to provide the most reasonable service at the most reasonable price we can provide, given what the cost of our, you know, various components of delivering the service are.
How are you going to dispose of the 12 airplanes?
That's a question that's still to be determined. We're not planning on doing that all in one shot. We're going to be doing it over the next few months, and we're working with there's a couple possibilities there. They may be subject to leases, they may be out and out sales. There's a lot of things that we can do, and we're working with Eclipse on that. Our preference, of course, you know, was to never have done, then had to do all this, but given the realities of where we are, that's what we've got to do.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.